Came over to me in Beis Medrash yesterday and asked me whether they're allowed to put their contact lenses in lens solution on Shabbos. Now, I don't wear contact lenses, so this was not so relevant for me. I once tried when I was about your age, actually, and I kept on putting them in backwards, and apparently it hurts when you put them in backwards. It didn't work out for me. I wasn't meant to wear contact lenses. So they wanted to know, is there any halachic issue? But I found it to be an interesting halachic topic. And I found, a couple of articles online from which I'm drawing all of this material. One article from Rabbi Kaganoff and another article from Rabbi Bleich Shlita, who's written many, many svarim of contemporary halachic problems. But let's our contemporary halachic issues. They're called contemporary halachic problems. So first of all, it's important to realize that a lot of the early literature on contact lenses describes something that doesn't exist anymore. It describes hard lenses. Hard lenses were like these little glass lenses almost. It was like, it would be the equivalent of cleaning off the lenses of your glasses, which no one holds is a problem to do on Shabbos. So you could put all the literature on hard lenses aside and sort of ignore it, because nowadays what everyone uses is soft lenses. Lenses that if you leave them out and they're not wet, what happens to them? Anyone wear lenses? Yeah. They dry up, they become brittle, and ultimately they'll just fall apart, they'll just break apart. You can't leave them not wet. Now, what is the malacha in question? So, strictly speaking, I was just listening in the car. Rabbi Radinsky is going through the malacha of Ma'abed in his yeshiva, and he was discussing that based on a tshuva from Rafal, the Machzeh Eliyahu in Gateshead, that it may be a concern of ma'abed. What's ma'abed? Why would it be a concern of ma'abed? So ma'abed is when you prepare the hide, you prepare the skin. So anything, it doesn't have to dafka be a skin substance. There are rayas from the Gemara that it doesn't have to be skin to be a violation of ma'abed. So Rabbi Falk thought that if the lenses are not usable when they're dry, and then you put them in the moist solution, so that makes them usable. That's like preparing a skin. That is like ma'abed. One could pretty cogently argue that that is not the case. That when it comes to ma'abed, you're taking something that is unprepared and preparing it. Over here, the derech of lenses is that they get dry, they get wet, they get dry. Take them out, they immediately start to dry. You put them in the solution, they immediately start to get wet. It's not like a process that hasn't yet been done that you now need to do in order to make the lens work. So I think the majority of posts that discuss lenses do not discuss the issue of ma'abed, because they don't think that it's really relevant. So what malacha do they discuss? What is the issue that needs to be discussed? That is the malacha of milabein. What is milabein? So in the Mishkan, they had to clean and bleach wool to make the curtains of the Mishkan. And that the Mishnah Masech Shabbos list is milabein, one of the 39 malachas of Shabbos. So doing laundry of any fiber, any clothing, is an iser da'oraisa. Now there are three parts to the malacha of milabein, and each one, you do any one of these parts, it is a violation of the malacha of milabein. For the three parts are, number one, soaking the dirty clothing in a cleaning liquid, in water, just soaking it, even if you're not scrubbing, you're not doing, just putting it in water, or putting water on it. So you have something dirty on your clothing, just dropping water on the dirty spot of your clothing itself is a violation of milabein. Stage two, or second method of milabein, is where you scrub the dirt. You start scrubbing it out, you start to remove it. And stage three is you wring out the water that's in the clothes. That's probably familiar to anyone who ever learned Maseches Ksuvos, because you have that long tosos about what the issue, Haim Sokhraya Din Zyasa, about schita. Is schita asr mishum mefarek, or is schita asr mishum milabein? Why would a schita have to do with milabein? When you wring out the water that's in the clothing, that is being malabein the clothing, that is cleaning the clothing. Now, there is a discussion in Poskim, in Rishonim already, whether soaking clean things is a violation of Malabin. The Urayim holds that it's even usher to soak something that cleans, that's already clean rather, because it will get cleaner, it will get brighter, it will get whiter, something will change about it. Whereas Tos Yishonim and the Rosh and Yuma, Dafai and Dalit say that no, if it's clean, then it's not going to be a violation of Malabin. Mishabura in Simashin Beis of Kut Memchas says we should be Machmir, that even something that's already clean, we shouldn't clean it because it's a violation of Malabin. Now also there's a machlokas. What if even if you assume like the more machmir opinion, what if soaking it won't make any noticeable difference in it? It's clean, you're going to soak it, it's not going to appear brighter, it's not going to look any better. Is that also a violation of Malabin? So in Kovitz Shuvas Rav Yashiv is makel on that shayla. However, there are other poskim that are more machmir about that shayla. So now, when it comes, what kinds of materials are subject to malabin? So let's say you want to wash your dishes on Shabbos. Are you allowed to wash dishes on Shabbos? Okay, there are a whole bunch of shaylas with washing dishes. There's hachana, there's using hot water, but leaving all those things aside. Is it a violation of malabin? Here I have these white dishes, and now there's chalent that is stuck, dried chalent, stuck onto the dish. Cleaning that chalent off, malabin, what do you think? No, why not? Why not? It's not part of the dish. It doesn't get absorbed by the dish. It's clearly only on the surface of the dish. It's like saying, I'm cleaning off this shtender by removing this recorder from it. No, I didn't clean something that was embedded in the shtender. I just removed that which was on the surface from it. That is not going to be a violation of Malabin. So, okay, so that's clear. You have like dishes where it's not. You have textiles, right? Like cotton clothing where it is. Is there anything in between? So the Gemara talks about leather. Leather as an example of something that's in between. It's in between dishes and clothing. One is allowed to... So remember we said there are different stages of malabin. There's the soaking and the scrubbing. Which is a more serious version of malabin? Soaking or scrubbing? Scrubbing, clearly. So that's what the poskim write, the Avni Nezer in Kufnun Zayin and Bir Alach and Sim Shin Beis, that's what they write, that when it comes to leather, you're allowed to soak leather, but you're not allowed to scrub leather. Why? Because again, leather is somewhere in between. So we allow, at least when it comes to soft leather, soaking it is permissible, scrubbing it not permissible. What about plastic? So hard plastic plates or cups, that's dishes. That's perfectly fine. That is not going to be a violation of malabin. Let's say you have a hard plastic tablecloth. So to clean it off, that should be fine. What about soft plastic tablecloths, disposable plastic tablecloths? Is it a violation of malabin to clean it up, to clean up a spill or something that's on the tablecloth? So or to with water to put water on it to clean it up? So the post can assume that it should be treated the same as soft leather. So to rinse them, soak them, that's fine. But you shouldn't scrub. Even on soft plastic, you shouldn't scrub. Who says this? Rav Moshe Yaradei Chelik Beis Simin Ayin Vav. Also, Rav Shlomo Zalman Shulchan Shlomo Simin Shin Beis Sivkatan Tez Vav. Okay, so that now that we have that background, what do we say about lenses? So, a couple of things. First of all the poskim agree: hard contact lenses. Glasses, cleaning off your glasses, that's like dishes. That, there's no issue of malabin whatsoever. Okay, but what about soft lenses? So, anyone here wear lenses? Right, so okay, a number of you. Okay, so what do you do? What do you do to clean your lenses? You don't wear lenses in addition to your glasses, I assume, when you're not wearing. What do you do when you wear, how do you clean? You put them in a saline solution, in solution, and then when you take them out? You put in some more, you rub it at all? Yeah, I'm told you have to rub it a little bit, no? So so apparently the way to take care of them is you put it in some sort of antiseptic solution overnight. In the morning, you take the lenses from the solution and you rub your finger over them, and that removes whatever dirt is there, and then you reinsert your lenses in your eyes. So why do we soak the lenses? Why is it important to soak the lenses? The eye doctors will tell you three reasons that you soak the lenses. First, to sanitize them. There are microscopic germs that can cause infections in your eyes. You want want to clean that off. Second, to clean off dirt and tears that may build up on the lenses. Now, you look at the lens, you don't see dirt and tears, but over time, it would build up and it would make the lenses cloudy, and it would not be very nice. So the rubbing is what gets off the dirt and the tears. That rubbing action is what removes the dirt and the tears, which would not be removed just by soaking the lenses. Third reason you do this is to keep the lenses soft. If you don't keep them wet, they will be destroyed. So that you don't even need the cleaning solution. So three different reasons that require three different things, right? To keep it, to get rid of the germs and the bacteria, whatever. So you need this special antiseptic solution. To get rid of the dirt, you need more than an antiseptic solution. You need to actually rub the lenses. To just make sure it's wet, you don't need any of those things. Saline would be fine. You don't need an antiseptic. You could just use a regular saline solution. That would do the trick. So the way lenses work, apparently with the soft lenses, it absorbs a ton of water, 70% water content in many of the lenses. Now, because they absorb so much water, one could argue that what are they comparable to? Again, we have three models. We have the model of clothing, right, which is super absorbent. We have the model of dishes, which don't absorb anything. Then we have the model of leather, which is somewhat absorbent. So what would you have assumed if I tell you that lenses can absorb 70% water, 70% of the makeup of the lens, the volume of the lens is water? What would you assume? Which model would it follow?
Clothing,
right? And that would therefore mean you can't do anything with it. You can't even put solution on it. You can't clean it at all. You can't even soak it. So that would be a tremendous chumrah. So what do we do? Is there any reason to be makil? So there are poskim that suggest that there's huge reason to be makil. When you soak clothing, it actually changes. The stain becomes loosened and you can see the change. Remember we said before that there's a discussion in poskim, if it's perfectly clean before you soak it, maybe soaking is not a violation of anything. Lenses look the same before you soak it and after you soak it, and therefore it could be argued that that's perfectly fine. Rav Elyashiv in Kovitz Shuva says that if you put leather in a powerful cleaning solution, that's the same as scrubbing leather and would be asur on Shabbos. So putting lenses in a powerful cleaning solution would be problematic. He thinks that the lenses have a din of leather. It would be problematic, but putting them in a saline solution is perfectly fine because that's just soaking it. It's not like scrubbing it. And as we said, when it comes to leather, you let it soak, not scrub. So there are some people that are makbid for Rav Elyashiv that only put it in a saline solution, not in the antiseptic solution that they would normally use for cleaning. So what do is anyone here makbid like that? Anyone makbid like that? Afraid to admit. So there is a bigger kula, and that is the kula of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that soft contact lenses do not absorb anything. He said plastic doesn't absorb liquid, just like a cloth absorbs, plastic does not. The liquid that enters the cloth becomes actually absorbed in the cloth. Liquid into plastic does not enter the plastic of the soft lenses. It remains stuck in between the strands of the plastic. It's like liquid in your toothbrush. The bristles of the toothbrush have not actually absorbed anything. They don't absorb anything, but liquid just sort of gets stuck in between. That's the chiluk that Rav Shlomo Zalman makes, and therefore he says you're allowed to clean soft contact lenses on Shabbos the same way you would on a weekday. This is recorded by the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa and by Nishmas Avram in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman. However, if they are already dry, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that you can't do. If they're already dry, then it's tikkun mana. You forget about the malabin, it's tikkun mana. They're destroyed, they're ruined, and now you're fixing them. There's a middle ground approach that suggests that you can use the solution, but you shouldn't rub them on Shabbos. That rubbing them on Shabbos is a violation of scrubbing, and not accepting Rav Elyashiv's chumrah that soaking in a real cleaning solution is the same as scrubbing. So that is a middle ground shita. Now, Rabbi Rav Nissim Karelitz is quoted by Rabbi Bleich in his article as saying that it's totally mutter to soak contact lenses on Shabbos based on an entirely different kula, an entirely different svara. He says that it's virtually impossible to express the solution absorbed by the lenses. You know, how does Lieben work? How does laundry work? You ever clean anything in the sink that you have to hand wash? So what do? You take the dirty garment, you soak it in water, you squeeze the water out, and you hope that together with the water that comes out of it, what else is coming out? The dirt is coming out. Can you squeeze water out of the lenses? Says Rav Nissim Kralitz, no. How does the water leave the lenses? It evaporates. You take it out of your eyes, it just evaporates by itself. There is no squeezing of the water out of the lenses. The whole process, therefore, he says, has nothing to do with Malabin, doesn't even resemble Malabin, and you can clean your lenses in the normal way. However, Rabbi Bleich suggests that the silicone lens does not absorb stains, does not become dirty. On the contrary, a properly maintained lens is always crystal clear. Any distortion, he writes, that's perceived in a properly maintained lens is due to the presence of surface debris, meaning it's something on the surface, not something in the lens. So the Avnei Nezer and Archaim, some Kufman Zayin, Sefirah, who mentioned before, says that, you know, for example, he says, kashrum utensils on Yantif. You're not allowed to do for a variety of reasons, but it's not Asr Mishum Malabin. The tam of Isser is absorbed in the utensils. So why isn't it Asr Mishum Malabin? Because, he says, it doesn't disrupt its appearance in any way. It doesn't make the kli look dirty. So if the kli was not dirty before, it is not subject to malabin. Now, the way Rav Shlomo Zalman's opinion is presented, Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's like the water in the lens is like a balloon. It's like air in a balloon. So it's unclear exactly what he means by that. So Rabbi Bleich just explains in a little more detail, and with this we'll close. Rabbi Bleich writes, in actuality, although imprecisely expressed, Rabbi Orbach's analysis may well be scientifically accurate. So what's the precise way to express it? Soaking is regarded as a form of washing because water permeates cloth and is absorbed within its threads, i.e., it replaces air that otherwise occupies the space between the molecules of the cloth. Meaning, when you have a shirt, so there is now air in between the molecules of thread. When you soak your shirt, it gets much heavier. Why? Because in place of air, what fills that space? Where air used to be? Water, so that's much heavier. Plastic is known to be non-absorbent. The plastic used in soft contact lenses is also non-absorbent. The so-called absorption that takes place in soft lenses doesn't take place, here's what he says, within the molecular strands of which the plastic is composed, but may simply be the result of the phenomenon of water pushing between strands of plastic without being absorbed in the space between individual molecules. Thus, the phenomenon is analogous to air blown into a balloon that forces the walls of the balloon apart without being absorbed within the walls themselves. If this is indeed the case, there may be grounds to argue that the halachic status of soft contact lenses is that of leather rather than that of cloth. Okay, and that's the basis for coolness. I think he's saying the same thing we said before, that it's like a toothbrush, that the nothing gets absorbed actually in the bristles, it just pushes the bristles apart because there's water contained therein. So at the end of the day, there seem to be three basic approaches to the issue of cleaning lenses on Shabbos. One approach is to Rav Eliashiv's approach, to only use the saline solution, not to use anything stronger than that, and not to rub with your fingers. Second approach is you could soak in whatever you want, but not to rub with your fingers. And then third approach from Shlomo Zalman of Nissim Kralitz, that you're that there is no malach malabin that shayach to lenses whatsoever, and you can do whatever you want to clean your lenses as you would on a normal weekday. Okay.